how to take care of it if you have a blocked artery and how to prevent heart attack. And we will be also talking about vascular disease in general, which will include talking about blockages or plaque buildup in the arteries that goes to the neck or the brain, and also the extremities like the legs.
And there's times, too, that we don't know that these things are going on inside of our body as far as the block arteries, or are there always telltale signs that when something starts building up?
Most of the time, you have symptoms, especially if the plaque buildup is in your heart. But you won't get any symptom until the plaque buildup causes narrowing of the arteries significant enough. So we're talking about 60 to 70% blockages. So you don't have any symptom until then. So,
until it gets to 60 or 70%?
Correct. So you will develop only you'll develop symptoms only if the circulation of the heart is kind of diminishing when you exercise or do some exertion.
And I guess maybe the only way we may know something that's changing is with regular checkups.
Correct. Right? So keeping control of your other risk factors like diabetes, hypertension, regular checkup with the cholesterol levels, and following up with your primary care doctor or a cardiologist will be a great way to prevent these problems.
All right. Now, is the heart still the main cause, the number one cause for death?
Absolutely, Johnny. So if you want to look at the numbers, nearly 600,000 people die from heart disease every year in the United States.
600,000?
Absolutely, yes.
Every year?
Every year. And it's still the leading cause of death in men and women in the United States.
Now, I know, you know, when I think of heart disease, I don't know why, but my mind automatically goes to fried foods. But, you know, and of course, it involves a lot of different things that we eat, especially here in Louisiana, probably. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But is it also genetic? Is that a big part of it?
Absolutely. So genetic plays a big part of it, especially in terms of high cholesterol and some vascular abnormalities. But genetic plays a big role, yes. So having had a heart attack in your primary relatives, like your parents, if your dad had a heart attack when he was less than 55, mm-hmm. that is a increased risk factor for you to have a heart attack. Or if your mom had a heart attack before she was 65, that is an increased risk factor for having a heart attack.
So you mentioned dad and mom. Does it also go back to granddad and grandma?
No, we mainly look at mom and dad, like the primary relatives. So for the men, it's 55, and for the women, it's 65. As parents, if they had heart disease or heart attack before that age, then you should be considered at a higher risk for having a heart attack.
Okay. Now, I know sometimes people think that they may have indigestion.
Correct.
And sometimes it could be not indigestion.
Absolutely.
It could be a heart attack.
Right. So that brings up to the point that the symptoms of heart attack can be different in different people, especially the symptoms are totally different in women compared to men. So, you know, you have seen movies where people having heart attack, so dramatic, they hold on to their chest and fall to the mm-hmm. ground, but that's not the case in everybody. I mean, especially in women, they might feel only really fatigue or shortness of breath, or sometimes they feel like they don't have the energy to do anything. So, mm-hmm.
so something symptoms, so subtle.
Correct.
And you could still have a heart attack. Could you also die from that, or you just have a heart attack, a mild heart attack is what they say?
Well, you need to get checked out to see how bad of a heart attack you had. But the symptoms can be very subtle. As you mentioned, it can be a bad indigestion that you kind of ignored for 2 days, and the fourth day you developed shortness of breath. And by the time you had a heart attack and you damaged your heart muscle so bad, so it's probably too late. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to listen to your body's symptoms, especially with the risk factors like diabetes. People who had diabetes, they may not get any symptoms at all because of all the nerve damage. Hmm. And the symptoms of heart disease in women
are harder
different.
For them to tell?
Correct. So they may not feel any chest pain at all. Oh. They might feel only some shortness of breath or, as I said, some indigestion feeling. And some people may have only nausea or vomiting.
Now, what's the best way to get checked and to see exactly how strong your heart is or how the circulation is? Is that a stress test or angiogram? What do you?
So, the taking care of your heart begins with the regular follow-up with your primary doctor or a cardiologist and taking care of your risk factors like hypertension, diabetes, and checking your cholesterol. But if your physician thinks that you may have symptoms concerning for heart disease, or if there are too many risk factors, and if the physician strongly thinks you may have an underlying heart disease, he might order an echocardiogram or a stress test. Mm-hmm. And if there is something abnormal in the stress test or echocardiogram, they might recommend you go for an angiogram.
Okay, so it's one before the other.
Correct.
Okay, but you can go straight for the angiogram.
You can, but yeah. There are situations where our suspicion is so strong that you go straight to an angiogram. Or people who are coming in with a heart attack, you go straight to an angiogram.
Okay, so just a shortness of breath might be just one little sign that, I had trouble, when I was... walking, getting the groceries out of the car and walking to the house and just, shortness of breath and just something like that may trigger maybe a visit to the doctor?
Absolutely. So if you have felt fine before and all of a sudden you're having shortness of breath, yes, you should think about it seriously and get checked out.
All right. So what are some of the things we can do to sort of like preventive maintenance? What should we do every day, or what should we be looking at when we're shopping, or... Mm-hmm. Or maybe going to restaurants as well.
Right. So there are certain factors that you can modify, and there are certain factors that you cannot. The factors that you can
we can't modify being living in Louisiana because we're already here. Can't change anything about that.
Well, one thing I tell you, Johnny, the food is so tasty here.
Oh, I know.
Moving from Delaware. Yeah, I know. It's great food, and I love.
So you're from Delaware.
Too. I lived in Delaware for 8 years before I moved to Louisiana.
Yeah, so how boring is that food compared to Louisiana?
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say 3 for Delaware and 8 or 9 for Louisiana.
Definitely.
So the things you need to watch, eating healthy, which means avoiding fatty food and trans fat and high cholesterol food will be a good start. And also eating more vegetables and fruits helps. Then
I always hear add color to your diet.
Correct.
Like put lots of greens and reds and purples, I guess the onions and stuff like that.
Right, right. A lot of vegetables. Yeah, definitely helps. And daily exercise. Even if you cannot go to a gym, just walking for 45 minutes a day for 5 days a week, that's good enough to keep your heart healthy. And the other factors that you can change are taking care of your other medical conditions like hypertension or diabetes and high cholesterol. If your blood pressure is too high, you need to get checked out and take medicines to keep your blood pressure under control. Similarly, for diabetes and high cholesterol, we got to take care of those to keep your risk of developing a heart disease under control. But I also mentioned certain factors that you cannot change. As we mentioned earlier, hereditary or familial problems that you cannot change.
Yeah, that's something genealogy
you're born
part
with.
Of
right, that you're something born with. Then the other part is the age. The more we grow older, the chance of having a heart problem increases. But watching your diet, staying healthy, daily exercise.
Smoking is a big no-no,
smoking
right?
is a big no-no, yes. I was going to mention that, yes. So taking care of all this can make you less riskier for having a heart disease or heart attack.
It's just so hard to do, break habits sometimes.
Yes.
But if it's a life and death situation.
Absolutely, yeah. You
got to
make
it.
That call. Yep.
You have to do it. All right. So seminars, I should say, again, getting underway February the 13th, and that'll be in Livingston, in North Oaks, Livingston.
Correct.
Location, the medical complex there. And then February the 19th, and that'll be at the North Oaks Diagnostic Center here in Hammond. Both sessions will begin at 6 p.m. And do you have to register for this?
Yes, you have to register. There's a phone number and also a website you can register. And the phone number is 230-6647 in Hammond. And for Livingston, it's 225-686-4885.
All right, 225-686-4885 in Livingston. Hammond, again, is 230-6647. 24/7. All right, Dr. Abraham, nice meeting you.
Oh,
anything
nice
else
to meet
before
you,
Johnny. You head out?
No, thank you. Thank you for
this
having
me. This is open to all family members.
Absolutely. This is open
caregivers,
for everyone.
Yes.
Absolutely. This is open for everybody.
All right, again, it's February the 19th in Hammond and February 13th at North Oaks Livingston Parish Medical Complex there.
Correct.
Dr. Nick Abraham, our special guest this morning from North Oaks Cardiology Clinic. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
February is American Heart Month. It's now 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. That's Talk on the Tee, part two, being brought to you by Guy's Quality Food Store. We'll take a quick break. Be back in just a moment right here on Tangi 96.5.